It is now time for your Gillette Camel Report. I'm Chris Brintle. A rivalry will be renewed on Friday Night Basketball on the Basin Radio Network. I'm Chris Brintle with your sports.
Krim now works with a bounce pass to Drew, back to the bucket. Drew squares up, bounces it into Fink, left low block, spin hook, left hand, all net for Jason Fink. That was a beautiful move by Jason.
The Gillette Camel basketball team will face off with a third-ranked and 9-0 Sheridan Bronx Friday night in the Castle. It doesn't get any easier for the 3-7 Camels Saturday as they will go to Casper to face off with the number 2 Kelly Walsh Trojans, who are also undefeated at 10-0. That game starts at 1. The Camels suffered a tough loss to Rapid City Central in the game they hung around in this past Saturday. Friday night basketball on 97.3 Camel FM features the Camels in Bronx, and it begins at 7:30. The game also can be heard online at basinsradio.com. The Gillette Lady Camels just fell short against the number 3 team in South Dakota, the Central Lady Cobblers, 53-39. The final score not indicative of how the game went. Gillette Ladies were in the game late and in the game the whole time. They played really well, but they fell short, and they've now lost 3 in a row, and they have a 3-8 record. And Gillette Camel cross-country standout Bray Herm has signed to long-distance run with Black Hills State University in Spearfish. Herm has been a model of consistency for the Camel cross-country program, improving each season. That's sports. I'm Chris Brintle.